Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of Between Us. We have a special treat today. We have two guests, Kina and Gregson, with us today. Welcome, guys.
Thank you.
Yes. Don't be nervous. Yeah, I've been looking forward to having you guys on because our conversations are always fun. And I feel like we relate on a lot of things. So, yeah, this is going to be awesome. Right off the top, be sure to subscribe and like this video. And yeah, let's just jump into it. I don't think we need to do a big, what would you call it? A kumbaya?
Intro?
Yeah, cool intro. So, right off the top, why don't you guys just introduce yourselves a little bit, who you are, how you know us, all that good stuff.
I'll let you take this.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, like Jaden said, I'm Kina, and this is my husband, Gregson. We have been married since 2016. We started dating in high school.
Right.
Yeah, since high school. Then he broke up with me to focus, but was kissing other girls still. But it's okay.
We know what he was focusing on.
I won at the end. Okay. I met Jaden in New Zealand when we were both serving missions.
Yep.
I enjoyed my time. That was fun. But Jaden was like on his way out, leaving. Yeah. But that's us. We are in Utah. We have three kids. Yeah.
One on the way.
Okay. We can announce that.
One on the way.
Haven't announced it to the world yet. Just now.
Okay.
Okay. We can cut that out.
I forgot we were live. Sorry.
I don't really care.
He's like, oh yeah, this is going to be published.
This is our announcement, guys.
Right? Yeah. There you go. Yeah. I always forget that. I always forget that I know you through serving our missions in New Zealand. But yeah, we were just talking before about New Zealand and like, because you have family there, you have ties there, and like me and Lindsay went back. When did we go to New Zealand?
2016.
Oh, it was that long ago.
2017.
Wow.
Yeah.
And obviously New Zealand just has a special place in my heart from that experience. But we just kind of been friends, yes. I don't know when's the first time I met you, probably not too long after you guys got married,
when
right?
we had our yeah. first little meeting, when I messaged you guys on Rightly yeah. Roy.
That's right,
because we had just started the modern
in the basement
cloth.
Right yes. of our old house,
and you yeah. guys just took us under your wings, helped us with marketing and things for our business.
Without you, we wouldn't have gotten where we were. Yes. So
now we go
appreciate
to
that.
Appreciate you guys.
What restaurant? Outback. That's our restaurant.
Bloomin' Onion.
Bloomin' Onion, yeah. I know, and I can't have those anymore. I know. The Bloomin' Onion, I was like, of all things, to have dairy. Yeah.
Is it because it's what it's coated in?
Yeah, so they dip it in buttermilk to bread it. So, like, fried food was my favorite. Like, fried chicken, that was, like, my jam, mm-hmm. right? But then once I went dairy free, I realized quick, like all fried food, I can't have pretty much any of it.
Yikes.
I know. It's been rough. But
you look good though.
Thanks, dude.
And as long as you're feeling good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I know. We went to a birthday party mm-hmm. last night, and it's this friend. We're still friends with them, but they have a lot of connections to people that we also know that we haven't seen in a long time. Cause they were in the same ward as us probably around that same time, right? Mm-hmm. Or right before. So 2017, I think, 2016.
No, 2018.
Oh, really? But anyways, we got a lot of friends in that ward. And it was just cool because it was her 40th birthday. So like tons of those people were there and we haven't seen them in a while. But it was nice to hear some of them say like, you're looking good, it's good to hear that sometimes because it's hard to notice, right? Like right. I'm like, is this freaking workout thing even doing anything? Right. Like it's hard to see the changes, but yeah, it's been awesome. Like ever since I gave up dairy, I'm down like 40 pounds. So it's been life changing.
And I'm sure you feel just as good as you look.
Oh, dude.
And that's probably more important.
Because you guys knew like during that time I was like struggling bad, right? Like, I thought I was had a heart attack. I thought, right. I didn't know what I was going on. And I just feel like we've harped on this so much on this podcast. But yeah, that time of my life was so hard. And it really was like, once I cut out dairy, I went sugar-free for a little bit. Like, that like solved everything, honestly, that I was like struggling with at the time. And it was just weird because like, I was in this place where I was like, I don't know what to do next. I've gone to every doctor. They're all just like, just your anxiety, bro. And I'm like, no, like this is real pain that I'm feeling. Right. And it was to the point I couldn't like get off the couch. Like,
oh my God.
It was just horrible. And I was talking to one of the friends we saw at the party last night. And she was like, I had the same thing in college. I was like, what? She's like, yeah, I thought I was like having like heart issues and like my chest hurt constantly. And she was like, I went to this doctor and he was like, cut out dairy and sugar for a while and it'll go away. So I did that, and yeah, I feel so much better. Like, it's been awesome.
That's awesome, man.
But you as well, dude. You've been going strong for a long time.
Oh, I feel like I've taken a break, but
since I got pregnant, I'm like, let's go eat. Yeah.
The pregnant weight is real. Yes. Oh yes, my gosh. Because I get home from the mission. I'm like feeling skinny, you know, and we get married and then Lindsay gets pregnant unexpectedly. And dude, I gained so much weight.
You gained so much weight.
No, Lindsay. I'm still trying to lose that baby
Me
weight.
Me too.
From your Me first too. Pregnancy.
That's what I feel like too.
I wonder why that is.
You just don't want to miss out, you know? Like, when she's going through beans and brew and
wants the brekkie taco,
I'm like, man.
Yeah, I want one too.
I don't eat till 4, but 4 hours early, it won't hurt. Next minute, I see it in the mirror the next day.
Well, then right after the brekkie tacos, I'm like, Gable, well, what's next? And he's like, what?
Really?
But that's actually, yeah.
Like, you're wrecking me right now.
No, when Lindsay was pregnant with Royce, I literally think I gained probably 70 pounds, which is crazy and so sad. And like, yeah, and I've been trying to lose that weight ever since. Like, I don't know if I've ever gotten, this might be like the lightest I've been, so.
Me too, so.
Yeah, you've been killing it.
You have, Lindsay.
Yeah, like, so we began the year, we got, it's called the Big Ass Calendar, and it's just this huge calendar where you can plan your whole year and see it all. So we got that and did that at the beginning of the year, planned the whole year, and part of it is you want to set quarterly goals. So like a new habit you want to add, and Lindsay put as her second quarter that she wanted to start counting calories.
Mm-hmm.
But what made you decide to start earlier?
I don't know. I just wanted to lose weight, I guess. You know, it's the beginning of the year. And I know some people have like issues with counting calories as well. But I mean, it's helped me. I feel like I just it just made me realize how much I was eating.
Because
before I'm just like, oh, I'm not really eating that much. But once I started counting, I'm like, dang, no wonder I can't lose any weight.
It's the snacks.
Yes, I'm a snacker. You. We can't have snacks in our house because I'll eat them all in one sitting.
But it seems like ever since you started doing that,
yeah,
it's been awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And you're seeing results.
Yep.
And like, do you feel like it goes hand in hand with working out?
Yeah. Well, I work out harder so I can eat more during the day because I have more calories.
That's what I do as well.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
It's nice. Yeah. So.
I have this weird... My brain's broken.
Why?
Like... If I don't work out, in my head, I'm like, then I might as well not even diet.
Hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
And so I get in this like vicious cycle where like I'll get sick, you know? And I'm like, I can't really work out. So then I'm like, that also means I can't diet.
It's like you can't diet or you won't choose. You just choose not to diet.
No, like I can't.
He can.
I probably could, but I'm like, my brain doesn't think like that, you know? And I feel like my issue is I'm a binge eater.
Yeah.
Like, I'll, like, catch this weird...
He's funny. Even when we were dating, we were, like, working out together. And then he steps on the scale and he hadn't like lost, he maybe gained a couple pounds, and all of a sudden he's just in the kitchen just eating everything. He's like, why even bother? And he just gets in this like mode where it's like, it's not working, so I'm just gonna do the opposite.
Yeah, like, I don't know, I'll go in the pantry and just like, it's like when you turn into a werewolf, you know.
And then
you like wake up and you're like, what happened?
Yes. Yeah.
Like, how many people did I harm? And like, how many deers did I eat? You know? And like, that's how I feel after I binge eat. I'm like, what did I just do? You know?
Right.
Cool. Yeah. Thanks for coming on. This is so cool. So, right off the top, Sunday is daylight savings. So, by the time this comes out, it already happened.
Everyone will be very tired.
I don't know. What's your guys' thoughts on daylight savings?
It's spring forward, right?
So we lose an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
So if you wake up at 7, you're really going to be waking up at 6.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Horrible,
no, I
right?
like it because it gets the light lighter. Stays.
Yeah, that's true.
Longer. Well, I don't like it because the sun comes up too early.
Yeah, you know, I'm that's like, also whoa. Hard.
What time way too get, early. Time my alarm hasn't rung yet.
Gregson?
I wake up like 6:30.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so
dang, weird. Really?
I get Sunny ready for school.
And I'm like, can you guys keep it down? I'm sleeping.
That's Jaden.
What? Why am I catching strays right now with daylight savings? So you get up at 6:30?
Yeah.
What time do you usually get up?
Whenever Bloom does, so.
Mm. Yeah.
8:30.
Oh, that's nice that she sleeps in. Yeah. Yeah. Used to, and now he wakes up. He comes and stands by her bed at 6:30.
Not the standing by the bed.
Yes.
No, his new thing is he comes and like lays next to me.
Yeah, not me, luckily.
I know. Every time he comes up, he's like, get up. And he's like standing at the edge of bed. I always point at Lindsay. I'm like, go to mom. He'll like walk around and be like, mommy, get
he's
up.
Time to get up. So cute.
Yeah. It's like us with diaper changes. When Bloom comes to me, I'm like, it's mommy.
Yeah. Seriously?
Seriously? Yeah, it is funny. Like, because the way we do it, and it might be interesting to hear how you guys do it, but I put Fletcher to bed. That's my job. And Lindsay gets him up. Do you guys split it like that? Like, do one of you put them to bed and one of you get them all up? Or is it kind of like...
Whoever.
He honestly does both.
Yeah. Oh, snap.
Oh, Jaden. Excuse you.
Okay, maybe this was a mistake having you on.
So, I don't know.
You do both?
Yeah, I do both. And I don't mind it, you know.
Dude, you're a legend. That's awesome.
Yeah.
All right. But. Well, my expectations just went up here for Jaden.
Well, then, like, just last night, I'm watching a show in my room, and I can still hear the boys up. So I text Gregson, go tuck the kids.
Get up to bed. Hurry it up.
I'm not doing it. You go do it. I'm watching my show.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
What does your guys' day-to-day look like now?
You can talk about it.
Yeah. So I wake up at 6:30, get Sunny ready for school. I get ready for work. And then I drop them off at the bus stop, and then I just head down to Orem and, you know, work. Sometimes I work from home, so I'm already awake and ready to go. So, yeah, if I need to go to Orem, I'll go to Orem right then, or I just stay home.
And he gets, like, we get to spend a lot of time together.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, that's like, awesome.
He is home most of the time. Like, he will have to go do errands and go do some things in Orem. But, yeah, we get to spend a lot of time together.
Yeah, if I have to go to Orem, I'll be done by noon.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's way
and then
nice.
I'll hit the gym while I'm out as well.
Do you hit the gym usually in the mornings?
Sometimes, yeah. Most of the times, actually.
Really?
I hit the gym in the morning, yeah. It's just not as packed. Sometimes I'll go in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Depends on how Kina feels because she's
like she breakfast, has morning sickness. Lunch.
She's very hungry every other hour, it seems like.
And there's no food at home.
And you don't eat until 4?
Most days. Most days, yeah. And just
do
depends
you do
on
that?
When.
No.
Yeah, and no. It just depends
on when you do it. Not pregnant.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, you're not allowed to fast while you're pregnant.
It just depends
when
I stop eating
sense.
The night before.
Really?
Yeah, so.
That's crazy.
And he's not a snacker. He does not snack.
Oh my gosh.
I wish I was
he's
that way.
Just eats.
Well, since you've been pregnant, like I feel like I snack as more like more than I usually do.
Yes. Really?
Yeah, which I don't prefer because I'm just not hungry. I just snack.
He's really not hungry, yeah. And I just can't just even bored? Believe it.
Just bored, man.
Yeah, that's
and just because I
feel like
it.
I'm missing out.
Oh, you know? The biggest killer of my diet is boredom. Boredom. Yeah, if I'm bored, it's a bad combo for me because I'm just like, well, I might as well just eat all day, you know. That is crazy. Till 4 o'clock, I could never.
Sometimes even 5, 6. It really just
honestly,
depends.
I like working out before I eat too. Wow.
Me too. I do too.
Well, I do too, but not after I've been fasting, I feel like.
Yeah. I feel like I have the best workouts when when I'm fasting.
That's crazy.
That's me too. I feel like if I eat, I almost feel like lazier.
Yeah, you feel lethargic.
I feel like.
But then again, there have been times where I have eaten before going to the gym and I have like a lot of energy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Just, especially if you eat like more high carby things and you just go through that.
You get that burst of energy.
Yeah.
How old is Bloom now?
She's one.
One. That's right. So Bloom and Roke are at home then?
Yes.
Yeah, I had a traumatic experience this morning.
Tell us about it.
Yeah.
What happened?
So I get to the gym and I'm very like data driven, not just in business, but also my own life.
Okay.
So I love like tracking calories. Like I plan all my calories for the week on Sunday. So I know exactly Monday, this is what I'm eating. Tuesday, this is what I'm eating. You know,
that's
everything.
Intense, bro.
I know. I told you my brain's broken, but I know every day what I'm going to eat. But I also like to track like how many calories I burn at the gym so that I know my average heart rate, so I know if I got a good workout or not, right? So I get to the gym this morning, and I always start with cardio. So I'll do 15 minutes of cardio, and I get on the treadmill, and I'm like, time to start my watch. And it was dead.
Mm, oh. I hear about that.
Yeah.
Should've just gone home.
Bro,
I literally was like, should I just go home? And charge it and then go work out later was my thought. Cause like, it doesn't feel like I worked out now.
It's true.
Do you have that same feeling?
If it doesn't show that you worked out, you didn't work out.
Yeah. I know. That's why I'm like, should I like tie it around the dog and like turn on the workout?
Workouts are
so
lazy.
I still count.
They'll probably get less calories than if you just wore it.
Bro, I'm just like that, man.
Are you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Literally like, all morning bugged. Like, it put me in a bad mood.
Yeah. And that's the worst. Like, at night you think it's charging, but it got unplugged. And you don't even think about checking the outlet.
Well, so. Mine's like a little dock that, like, I can charge my phone and my watch, you know? And I don't know. I don't know if I, like, the magnet didn't catch or something. But, yeah, it was traumatic.
Dude, I hate when that happens.
Yes. Also, it was interesting last night to go back to the party we were at. So we're talking with them and like almost everyone brought up the podcast. Mm-hmm. And I know that sounds a little like vain.
Like, no, I love it.
Everyone brought up our podcast, but it was like, because I don't really know, like, does anyone even watch this show? Like, it's
but
hard
I'd
to like.
I'd almost rather just strangers watch it, you know, because these people know me.
Right.
I know. And they were like, we saw this
I'm
week,
like, no,
last week's
please.
Episode. Yeah, we were like, oh, no, please don't watch that one. But, yeah, I don't know. It was, and a lot of people, Lindsay knew them from the gym. And I had never met them, you know, and their husbands were there and whatnot. And a lot of them were like, I feel like I, like, don't even need to introduce myself because I feel like I already know
you. Right, you're like, you already know a lot about me.
Yeah, exactly.
More than you need to.
It's really weird to, like... them to be like, oh yeah, I already know everything about you know, going into it. So so it's cool to see that like people do actually watch and listen, but at the same time, like, do I want this stuff out there forever?
It's too late.
Right. Once it's out there, it's out there. Even if you delete it.
I'm sure someone's already screen recorded it or something.
Right.
Screen recorded.
But I like love it. Because I feel like I love both of you as like individual people. But then, like, even you both together is so fun, too. Like, it's hilarious. A really fun combo. So I love it.
Would you say I'm the same?
Yes.
Oh,
honestly.
Really?
And Lindsay, too. Yeah. That's why I just love it, because it's just her.
No, yeah. Lindsay goes goblin mode.
Are you sure?
Yes. I don't even know who
Lindsay,
I'm sitting
you're
next
yourself.
To.
I feel like you're yourself.
Myself.
And then Jaden's just like funny too with his like facials and just everything. It's entertaining.
Do you think I'm the same?
Yeah.
Really? Sure. Yeah. Okay, that's good.
Yep. I think both of you are the same.
Really? Yeah, because it's like, it's obviously hard for me to watch.
Right.
Because it's weird to like watch and watch like yourself. Hear yourself yeah. speaking, you know? But I watch a couple episodes, and even me, I like chuckle, and I'm like, I don't even remember doing that. Like, so yeah, it's been really fun. So we like to do this segment, News of the Week, just kind of like hot topics that are happening right now. A big story that I keep seeing going around is Jason Kelce retires. Are you a Jason Kelce fan?
I'm a big Eagles fan, so yes.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right. Jason
Kelce is Mr. Eagles here.
Yeah.
So Jason Kelce announced his retirement after 13 seasons with the Philadelphia Eagles.
So sad.
Yes. He expressed his emotions vividly during the announcement. The event was emotionally charged with Kelce shedding tears as he reminisced about his career, family, and particularly his brother Travis, who has also appeared visibly moved. The public response highlighted the changing perceptions of masculinity, applauding the Kelces for showing vulnerability and challenging traditional norms that stigmatize men showing emotions. Interesting take. I haven't seen the video of his retirement.
I've seen clips. I only saw the one where he was talking about Kylie because that was cute.
He's talking about who?
His wife.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know. This is perfect then. You're the Eagles fan. Tell me...
He had to watch it live and then made me run into the stores because he was watching it live and couldn't come in. So, yes.
Wait, how did they do it live?
Wasn't it live? Like, were you watching it live? It was just a
press conference.
Yeah.
They had it all set up. And
can I tell you my thoughts?
Well, yes.
Is it that big of a deal?
Jaden.
Yes, it is a yes. big deal.
It is?
He is a legend. Yeah.
I feel like
Philadelphia legend, and then also just the NFL in general. It's one of the best centers
yeah,
to ever
really
play.
Do you think the other players though are kind of like, dude, people retire like all of the time?
No.
Really?
Yeah, he's well respected throughout the league, and he gives so much to the community, and just done a lot for.
Do most players do this? Do most players get a live press conference?
I think it depends. Like how long they've been.
Because Tom Brady didn't do one, right?
Well, it's because he kept saying he was did. Out, and then he said he was in. Oh, and he then did? He's out. Yeah.
Yeah.
He was talking on his phone.
Tom Brady did it on his phone.
Was that his first one or his second one?
Yeah. He's done it a couple times.
Second one. Really? That's what I mean. I feel like. I don't know. Maybe I'm just jealous.
Yeah.
You know, probably. That. I'm just like thinking of the other players being like. Dude, this is too
but
much.
But I feel like they respect him.
They do?
He's like a good guy.
Yeah, he's
yes.
well respected.
I feel like the Kelces get the like red carpet treatment. And maybe they've earned that.
Oh, I couldn't care less about Travis, but
I think Jason for sure deserves it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a Hall of Famer for sure.
Do you like Travis?
I liked him until he shoved.
The Swift heads are going to come for you, though.
Yeah. Come for me. Come for me.
So he retired, Jason retired, but Travis is still continuing to play, right?
Yes.
Who is older?
Sorry. Oh my gosh, it's
so Jason. I'm not sure exactly what the years are, but
oh, Jason's older than Travis by two years. Oh,
by 2 years. Okay.
And he's a legend, huh?
He's
a lineman legend.
Yeah. So he was drafted by the Eagles.
Could have been
I can't remember Jayden. The year, but he stayed there his whole career, 13 years. So 13
what
years.
What was your position in football?
Running back. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
50 pounds lighter.
He still
we won't talk
good.
About that.
We won't talk about that. I know I didn't expect this much health talk on today's episode.
Me neither.
But hey.
It's all right. Just go with the flow, right?
And I'm assuming it was emotional from what I've read.
When the last Eagles game ended and he was like tearing up, I started to get a little choked up. It was really? Sad.
Yeah.
And everyone I'm not knew even an Eagles
yeah.
fan.
Everyone knew it was gonna happen, but
really?
Yeah. Especially after he was crying.
Yeah.
But
I mean 13 seasons. He's gonna be all right.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, he'll be all right.
Maybe he'll decide to come back next year.
Are they, do you think they'll still do their podcast?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's what, I think for sure.
I know. I feel like his like stardom, especially him, like skyrocketed with the podcast. You don't agree?
If you're not an Eagles fan, yeah. If you don't know anything about the Eagles, then yeah, for sure.
You're not liking my take. So. Like, bro, you have no idea. This is like...
With all due respect, bro.
I know. I'm like... I'm the worst person to talk sports with. I'll tell you that. Because I like...
He used to until... He was a Broncos fan, but...
Oh, don't admit that.
Jaden doesn't like losing. Because Broncos lost too many times that I feel like he just gave up on football.
Are you sad about Russell Wilson? Or
no. The king of cringe?
The king of cringe.
The king of cringe will be all right. No. Yeah, like, I don't... I think I literally only watch... The Super Bowl?
No, we watch every Sunday.
You say that, but I have not seen a...
Jaden, you say that, but you watch every Sunday with me.
Like the Broncos games?
He's like, oh, there's football games on. Jaden, really?
Here's what Lindsay does. She comes out. She has her hoodie blanket on. And she sits right there, and she turns on Red Zone.
We watch, and when the evening games come on, we watch, and we watch Monday Night Football. So I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what house you're living in, because we watch football every weekend during football season.
But it is funny, because Lindsay, she gambles, if you didn't know.
Yes,
$10. She sports bets.
I love that.
Yes.
And so she gets really, like... involved in the games, like it's personal to her.
It is.
That's so fun.
Wait, is this through like DraftKings? Like
no, so my so
it's an underground gambling. Yeah, because
okay. I looked into it and they're like, no, you can't do it. And so I'm
oh,
like, okay.
I can add you.
Yes, please add me. Okay. Let's talk about
it's
this.
It's literally
after.
Only $10. Harry's in it. Taylor's in it.
It's true.
Harry That's won right. quite a bit last season.
Gregson will love that. His addiction is sports.
Really?
That's
yes.
Like actually addiction. I don't know if it's healthy.
That's probably why you and my dad got along so well.
And every sport, like it'll almost be like when football season's done, it's like, oh sweet, you get a break. But no, he'll find some other sport.
Soccer
like,
just started.
Soccer.
And you watch soccer?
No, he has never missed a Manchester United game. 4
a.m. I don't watch MLS. I just watch European.
Yes. 4 a.m. Gregson, his eyes opened watching it on his phone in the mornings. All I can hear is the accents of the refs and or whatever the talker people,
yeah, commentators.
Like I don't think he's ever missed a game. Have you? Like
Manchester United game, I haven't missed one.
It's crazy.
But what? How do you like? What's the?
Do I have energy for that? I don't know.
Is that your team, Harry? Manchester? What's your team?
No, I'm Portsmouth.
Portsmouth. Yeah.
Portsmouth.
Yeah. It's been a while since you guys been. Yeah, 2008.
Yeah, you guys are terrible. So, I don't know. Sports to me, I've like lost all the love for it.
Really?
Yeah. Like I have no.
Why?
I don't know. Like I literally have. I go watch a football game and have zero emotion tied to the game.
Man,
you know,
that's so crazy because I know me personally. If there was like no sports in this world, I think life would be so boring, yeah, to be honest. I mean, I love my family.
Yeah, I love you too.
And they're entertaining for me, but man, that's like
this is really?
That's like his sports. It's just crazy. And then like just every single sport.
That's literally my dad.
Golf.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, Lindsay's dad watch. He'll literally have his iPad with hockey on. Then he'll have like the basketball game on the TV. Mm-hmm. And then he'll have like a football. Like, it's crazy.
So that's how I'll be when I grow up.
Yeah, it was so funny. I had a birthday party for Jaden, and my parents were in town, and I don't think you guys have met my parents before, have you?
No,
I
we did. Met them.
Yeah, oh, you had, but they started talking about pickleball, and Gregson's really good at pickleball, and my dad plays for like 4 or 5 hours a day, so then they just like set up a pickleball game the next day.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I will say I have a bone to pick.
What is it?
Jaden. With you.
What is it?
Yeah.
What? What?
I wasn't sure if I was going to bring this up.
Oh, no.
Please do.
All right.
Should I go there?
It's too late. You've already gone there.
We can cut it.
Well, that's fine.
We can cut it depending on what it is.
So it's my birthday. I turned 30, kind of big, you know. And I'm sitting there, and I'm glad you and Rick became friends, okay? But he
her
was
dad.
Like,
my dad.
Yeah, Lindsay's
okay,
dad.
Okay.
But he was like, we should play pickleball. You know, me, you.
My brother.
And
Derek,
Lindsay's brother,
was also
brother right? And he's like, we really need a fourth, though. Who could we get? And I'm sitting right there. I literally was like, and at first I was like, yeah, yeah, like, you know, like a pick me, like, yeah, yeah, I'd love to be the fourth, you know, and play. And he's like, yeah, who could we get? I don't know. Maybe we could, like, find someone there. Oh, and at first I literally thought it was a joke. I was like, are they playing? Like, Grix is not going to say Jaden is
Gregson,
the best player I know.
Have you ever, you've never played with Gregson, have
I know,
you?
But you should still.
It's not even about the level. Okay. It's about inclusion, right?
Yeah. And so I was just like.
Bro, I honestly didn't know that you played. Really.
Gregson, I feel like they've talked
okay,
about
like
it.
Okay, like one time. But that was like a couple weeks ago. And I'm like, okay.
And so, yeah, I was replaced as Gregson's friend.
Who was
which
our
was dope.
Who was our fourth?
It wasn't me. I'll tell you that. I was going to tell you.
It was Adrian. Yeah, our friend. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You did call Adrian.
That's
yeah,
right. He was like, why don't you find someone?
No, I was down to play with you.
And after all,
it was your dad-in-law that told that said, hey, do you have any friends? So bless James. Yeah, I got some friends.
I know, after I was like, I think we were going to bed or so, I was like, do you want to hear something?
She's like, what? I think it was the next day, and I was like, I honestly didn't even think about it either. Like, I would, for some reason, Jaden being there for it literally did not even come to my brain.
And that, well, this is the thing, Jaden, I love playing too, and yeah. I never get invited. So
well, she gets
I know.
The feeling.
Doesn't it hurt? Does it hurt when Grex is just like, who can we get?
You get invited, you just... quit early.
Jaden says no a lot, which I think is why sometimes he doesn't get invited, because he turns people down quite often.
But also I feel like when you really do get to a certain level, you don't like to play with
right.
people below you.
Yeah.
Like no feelings hurt.
It's not as fun.
I know. I realized in that moment I'm not good. I'm not worth
no,
playing
you're just,
with.
You're just working your way up, bro. You're I good. Know. No, but it's true though. That's why they have like the levels, you know, so you can like enjoy playing.
Yeah,
with,
that's right.
Because it wouldn't be
don't
fun.
Don't sell me on why
it wouldn't
be
fun.
Sad. What are you doing right now?
That's so funny. I'm glad you brought that up.
Man. Yeah, I know.
Dude, I honestly had no
honestly,
idea.
Honestly, it's not. I'm exaggerating, but I was just kind of like, damn, I must be really bad to not even be considered.
Oh,
it like took me back like the schoolyard, you know.
Got picked last
from like the team cap, like, yeah,
and they don't even pick you, they're like, just go play somewhere else, you know. Anyway, so
I love that.
I don't know how we got there, but
I brought a pickleball and my dad actually.
Okay, should
you
we jump
hit him up next time?
Yeah,
he
I'll
comes.
Tell, yeah, I'll tell him.
No, you're not allowed to be Rick's friend. Can I just put that? Can I draw that boundary?
Really?
Can yeah, I you got to block him and everything. So,
God.
No. No, I'm glad. I'm glad you had fun. Let's play this game. So, we're not really strangers. I don't know if you guys have heard of it, but they're an awesome company. Like they create so many different games for like couples, as a family, just friends and family. Like you, endless amount of different games that you can play. But the way that it works is there's three stages of cards. And each card just has a question that you're supposed to just talk with each other about. And this one in particular is specifically for couples. Okay. So we're going to pull a card each, but everyone has to answer. Okay.
They've
so,
been very like fine questions. The one last week really caught me by surprise. Was not expecting
yeah.
that question.
If you couldn't tell by my reaction...
That was so funny.
Yeah, that was surprising because yeah. most of them are like, what's your favorite color? You know, or like, but so yeah, I'm interested to see what we have in store for today. So first question, okay? And a lot of these are going to be obviously between you two as a couple, right?
Okay.
So what was the hardest thing for you to understand about me early on? That's a good
one.
Who
are you asking this to?
So we're going to answer for each other, and you guys have to answer for you.
Okay.
So, again, what was the hardest thing for you to understand about me early on?
So I'm supposed to answer about
what
you?
What was the hardest thing for you to understand about me when we first?
Jaden is, so I'm very like go with the flow. If someone asks me to do something last minute or any time, I'm like, yeah, sure. Jaden is very hard to get to do literally anything. So that was really hard for me to understand because I didn't get it. I'm like, why don't you want to do that? That sounds fun. But he's just like, I don't want to. But I'm like, but I'll do anything. Like, I like everything. So that was really hard for me to understand and really hard for me to get used to. Because even me, I would ask him and he'd be like, no, I don't want to do that. I'm like, what? But if he asked me to do something, I'm like, yes, I'll do that.
I know. I have to charge up my social battery.
Well, I'm that way advance. Too, but still, I'm like, if someone asked me to do something in 2 hours, I'd be like, yeah, I'll go.
I know. And I've been like that forever.
Yeah.
Like, even in high school, my friends would get so mad at me. They'd be like, let's go to the rec center or something. I'm like, nah, you didn't tell me in advance.
And then when we got married, we would get invited to, like, a party, and we would get invited. It was like a Christmas party, and we got invited back in, like, November. So I told her yes, because Jane was like, yeah, that'd be fun. Time comes for the party, and Jane's like, no, I don't want to go. I'm like, I've literally been excited for this party. I was ready. And Jane's like, no, I don't want to go. And I'm like, so then I have to be the one to tell this person, like, right. We're not coming to your party last minute.
That's surprising. I would think it's the opposite.
I know, huh?
So that's surprising, yeah.
I know, and I'm like, I'm never like, I don't ever regret going.
Right.
So I don't know why I'm like, I don't know. I have no idea why I do that.
But if Jaden really doesn't want to do something, like, there's no convincing him. So that was really hard also.
Yeah.
Like, because we were going to the gym together again, back to the gym. But then he decided he didn't want to go anymore. And I literally every morning would be like, Jaden, can we please go to the gym? No. Like, no convincing at all. So I would just go by myself. And that's kind of what I've resorted to now. Like,
if but it's been way better.
Way better. You but know. Like. But now, like, if I want to do something, I'll just go do it by myself. It's right. Fine.
Yeah. That has gotten better.
Yeah.
I'm glad you do that.
Thank you.
Okay. What about you?
Oh, I'm next. I thought I was like, okay, maybe I'm going to be last. I don't know. I feel like not on a deep level when we first got married. This is, like, dumb, and I feel like so many people would say this, but, like, I didn't understand why you would leave your beard hair like on the sink.
Yes.
Like I didn't. I just, that was hard for me to understand.
For you to clean up.
Like that. And it would bother me.
Yes. It still bothers me to this day.
What do you mean?
And it's always right after you clean the bathroom. No, exactly.
Right after you clean the bathroom.
It's rude. It's just rude and not using brain.
What did you do?
Just like leaving his beard hair.
Leave it where?
In the sink. On the sink. Or on the counter as well.
We literally talked about this last night.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what's like crazy, though? I don't even remember doing that. Like, yep. Like I don't like look down and see that there's
beard. I know you don't. You still don't to this day. This morning.
Oh, this is something you still don't understand about
No,
him.
I understand it now and I don't care as much. But like just a couple days ago, I had cleaned our bathroom and I saw him going to wash his face and do whatever he does with his beard. And I like hurry and run and grab a towel. I'm like, okay, so after you're done, wipe it up, then put your beard hair in the sink and then drain it.
Wipe it with what?
The hand towel I got. Because the sink is also wet. I didn't mention that too. He leaves the sink.
You want him to wipe the hairs with the hand towel?
Well, no, the sink is wet.
Okay.
So he needs to make sure it's dry as well as make sure the beard hair go down
like
the sink.
Top around
the
I don't know why you're acting like we've never had this discussion.
I don't do that.
Jaden, are you serious?
When's the last time?
Probably last time I cleaned the bathroom.
When's the last time that I've cut my own beard except for the last month? You know, I haven't touched.
Yes, you do. Because you'll clip it.
No.
And then you'll shave under your neck.
It's not even clipping.
That is something that I haven't done in like years.
Jaden, I don't know what is with you today, but I am the one that cleans, okay? And usually when I clean the bathroom, I'm like, Jaden, really? I just clean the bathroom? You're like, what? I have to shave.
Well, if we want to go there, I think you clogged the shower drain.
It was probably your beard hairs,
honestly. No. Our shower drain clogs like
But I don't
way more than it should.
But I don't wash my hair every day. Probably every few days. So it's probably definitely your beard hair.
Yeah. Okay.
Man, while we're talking about hair,
let's keep going.
The worst is when you walk into the shower and you see long strands of hair on the wall. I'm like, what did you just on the do what? Here? On the wall.
What did you just say?
On the wall. The hair. Just her hair. Just
save
all
it
over.
For later and then
so you're telling
it
me
out.
You pulled out your hair and you put it on the wall right here.
It's Why hard to get off my hands and it's easy to just go like that.
And then you
well,
just
clean it up after. Like, bro, leave it in there for me.
Do really, you do that?
No, I
don't. I've never seen that. That would scare me.
I'll just put it on the floor and then I'll pick it up after.
Okay, and I will say this, though. The reason, like, why Gregson has never called me out on that, because he refuses to clean bathrooms.
Oh, well, there you go.
He does not clean the bathroom.
So she can do whatever she wants
there. That's one thing. Gregson does not clean bathrooms.
You just love to do it.
No, you've told me.
No.
I do not clean bathrooms.
I said, I'll be more than happy to clean the bathroom.
I said, I want to go talk to your mom.
I like cleaning the bathroom. I clean it better than you.
Sometimes I'll ask Jane to help me clean, and I'll give him options. I'll be like, you can clean the bathroom. No.
Yep, exactly.
Can you clean the kitchen? No, I don't want to do that one. What about
vacuuming?
No, I don't want to vacuum. And then I'm like, well, we have to do one. And he's like, fine, I guess I'll vacuum.
The vacuuming. And they don't even do it properly.
Wow. What? My cats are strays from you.
Yes, that is so true.
Wow. Now we have to answer so we get to be as savage as they were just were, you know.
I'm going to be savage with this one.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. What was the question again?
What was the hardest thing for you to understand about me early on?
Do you want me to go?
Yeah, sure. You can go.
Okay. Okay. Come on. I got to think of something juicy.
You've had quite a bit of time to think.
The real answer, it's not even that good.
It's okay.
Was trying to understand that you're not me.
Yeah.
Like, that was really hard for me to, like, why can't she just be like me and think the way I do, you know?
I feel like that's a lot of people in this world.
You think?
Know? Just think that about everyone else.
Yeah, like, I had a hard time, like, grasping, like, I don't know, the differences, you know? But I should think of something more. I don't know. You go and I'll think
no,
of
that's
something.
Good.
Okay, I'll go. So the hardest thing for me to understand about Kina early on was why she doesn't know how to cook. I just couldn't wrap it around my head.
Well,
I grew
you don't
up,
look like you're starving.
Hey,
because we eat out all the time.
Hey, can I say something?
Go ahead.
Ditto.
Ditto.
I don't
that's
cook.
A good one.
I don't
bro,
cook
growing
either.
Up, you know, mama's making, you know, home cooked meals
yeah,
every single
yeah.
day.
Mm-hmm.
Lunch, dinner, whatever.
No frozen meals.
Name it.
Mm-hmm.
I rarely went out to eat. Like McDonald's,
yep.
Burger
yep.
King. Never really. Rarely. I would only go with like friends, you know, when you go out. But anytime I'm home, there's always a home dinner that's mm-hmm. made. But when I got married, I'm like, bro, what is this?
No,
with all due respect, I'm just like,
no,
man, this is something I gotta. this is something I gotta get used to.
But this is
because we eat out all the time.
But this is the thing. I will admit, I do not cook, and honestly, I don't like to cook. I don't like to bake. I don't like to do any of that. But I did try.
Should have warned me.
I did try. And every time Gregson will eat my food, he'll be like, oh, my mom would like, oh, it would taste like this. And
no, I did not.
Wow.
Because this is the thing.
That's
no,
crazy.
I did
his mom
not.
Is a
wow.
very,
compare?
His,
no.
He would. His mom is a
Gregson.
Very good cook. Like, she's literally a chef. Like, you go to her house,
yeah.
she is like, you've ate at her house.
Yeah, that's great.
She has like full on spreads of like five entrees and everything. Like, we go eat at her house more than we eat at our own house. But I think that's also Gregson's expectation for food is very, very
right.
high. He understands, like, what
yeah.
a good meal is. So he's not satisfied with spaghetti. He's not.
You don't want spaghetti every night?
No.
And I'll tell you this. Out of all the things I've made, like, because I also did try. Like,
yeah.
I do try to
no,
cook.
Yeah, and I'll give her that. She has tried
since. Okay,
but
then let's do this. One time someone asked him, what is your favorite meal that Kina has made?
Okay.
He
okay.
said, ramen noodles. He says, I make the best ramen. She I does. Could not believe
she
it.
Does. She really does.
She doubles down. She does.
This is ramen.
Oh, that is a good one.
That is a good one.
But I will say, yeah, Lindsay.
You don't cook?
She cooks now.
I do, but it's hella fresh.
It's hella fresh.
For some reason, I feel like it's not really cooking because they literally give me step-by-step directions. Otherwise, if I had to come up with my own meals, we're eating out. We used to eat out breakfast, lunch, and dinner every day.
Mm-hmm. It's true. We used to literally eat out.
But Jaden will usually help me cook because he knows I don't like it. I really don't like it.
And I do the dishes.
He does the dishes.
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah, I will say she's gotten better. So ramen, ramen is not the only thing.
Tell
on
him
the
your
list
new favorite thing that I made. The new favorite, the pasta.
Oh,
the spicy pasta.
Oh, the spicy pasta.
You loved that.
Yeah, it was really good.
That's funny.
Like I said, you're getting better.
That was shocking.
But your dad did a lot of cooking too.
Totally. He cooked a ton growing up. It was evenly shared. So, all right, you want to do the next one?
Yeah.
Okay, so take from that side. Oh.
Wild card?
No, I'll skip that. Oh. Sometimes there's wild cards, but we don't do those. We don't have enough time.
Wild questions?
Yeah, too wild.
What do you think is the greatest source of stress for me right now?
Oh, wow.
What is stressing you out?
Yeah.
Like, what do you
think? What's his greatest stress? What's the greatest source of stress right now for him?
Honestly.
You don't have to roast every time. No,
no, I'm not. Well, Lindsay, you go first.
Okay.
I'm trying to figure out what level we're at.
Okay. Jaden's stress always, no matter when or how much we have, is always about money.
That's it.
Like, he's stressed about money.
Yes, even if we have like tons of money in the bank, he's like, we need more.
Okay.
Yeah, I am kind of like Scrooge McDuck a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
Or Mr. Krabs.
Yes, that's Jaden.
I think that will always be my source of stress.
Yeah.
Nothing else really
stresses me out. Yeah, Jane's pretty easygoing except for that.
But I don't know. Yeah, I have this like scarcity mindset when it comes to money where I'm like, what if I die? And like, that's all the money Lindsay has, you know, like, I don't know. It stresses me out, but
I feel like that's good though, to an extent.
You know? For sure, because it obviously fuels me to like.
Yeah,
I'm very driven to provide. Mm-hmm. For sure. You know, like I will do anything that it takes to like make sure, like finances are gonna be okay. You know, it's a good one.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want me to go back to yours?
Yeah.
Oh, I got it.
What is it?
The winter.
That's true. I do hate the winter. Mm.
Like every day, Lindsay goes, oh, this weather.
No, it makes me so sad. But if that's my biggest stress, then I'm doing okay.
And you're living a good life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You sure are.
I agree. Yeah, I think the seasonal depression stuff is rough.
Yep, I don't like it.
I know, it makes me sad because I'm like...
Jaden loves it. We're opposite. He's like, I'm so alive. Yes. And I'm like, no, I'm dead inside.
Like this last snowstorm, Man, it put something in me.
Also,
I felt so alive and like
I love that.
I was ready to just
fly like, away.
Everything was so clear and open in my head.
That's great.
Yep.
Okay. So you like overcast days,
dude?
He loves it. Dude. Those are so sad.
We're
to
like
me.
The same person, bro.
I know.
You do too.
Similar too.
I love overcast.
Yeah,
love
and like when it's raining in the summer, I'm like.
I'm like, oh, so you like depression. Okay,
yeah,
sweet.
Yeah.
It's not depression.
No, that's true living. Trust me.
Yeah, that's living.
When Jade's like, he hates the summer because he doesn't like to feel obligated to go outside. But I'm like, we don't go outside even in the summer. So what's the obligation?
I know, but the obligation is there. Because I hear the neighbors having fun.
Smiling and laughing. Yeah,
hey, having a good Jaden. Time. Tell Jaden to come out.
Yeah, I was like, now I'm obligated. All right, what's Gregson's biggest source of stress? I'm interested.
I feel like right now, just like right now in our phase of life and what we're going through or whatever, is probably, I'm honestly probably his biggest stress. Just because. Wow.
That's such a good
roasting, honestly, roasting yourself, huh?
Because like, I'm like so sick when I'm pregnant. Like,
dang it.
I like hate who I am when I'm pregnant. I'm super sick. Mm. I'm not nice to Gregson or my kids or anyone around me.
Yep.
And so I think that's really hard for him because he's doing everything. He does the whole kids. He does all the providing. He's just is doing everything. And even sex life.
Yes, we had that conversation.
Non-existent, right? Because I'm so sick and that's important to him.
Yeah.
So yeah, I would say it's me. But
wow, Kina, that's big of you.
No.
What a humble queen. He goes, no.
Not really.
You don't agree?
I mean, I feel like you and the kids will always be my stress, but I think that's like a good thing, you know? Obviously, it's a little different now. It's a little bit more stressful because you are pregnant, but...
Mm-hmm. That is stressful.
You know, I felt like I kind of accepted that before we got married. Like, I knew that was my responsibility, so I feel like that's just a given, you know?
Good man.
But no, I appreciate that, though.
Whoa. Okay, what's stressing Keena out?
What's stressing Keena out? I could probably say it myself, too, but I'll be different.
I like it.
Man, I don't know. It's hard to say right now because she's pregnant, and she's just like going through a lot of emotions and hormones and stuff like that. So probably the children, you know.
They do stress me out, and we just continued to make some more. Yeah.
Right,
they're so cute.
Let's make another one.
They're so darn cute.
They're so cute.
And I look at like the end, you know, when they grow up. Yes. You know, it's just gonna be,
I know,
so much
fun. We did try to
it's
look
just a hard stage in life right now,
but he does always say that, and I do not like when you say that because he, like, I'm like, oh, so you want me to just lose all my sanity and my hair when they're grown up? You know what I'm
right?
saying?
Yes.
Like, I see the bigger picture of them being easier, but like right now it's so difficult and so hard that like I can't even see the light.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, just like, honestly, just one is so hard. Like, you just can't even imagine.
Can I miss something?
Yes.
So last night I was just thinking. And I was like, I was thinking about Fletcher, okay? Lindsay doesn't even know this.
I don't. I'm interested to see what you're about to say.
Right.
Okay.
But you better make it quick. We got 8 minutes left.
Okay. Yep. We got to hustle. Yep. I was just thinking about Fletcher and just being an only child and like, that's a lot of responsibility on him. I feel like as an only child, as far as like when we get old,
honestly, you know? Yeah, that makes sense. But honestly, I feel like he'll feel that either way. Cause I feel like that pressure is just always on the oldest child.
Yeah.
Are you the oldest?
Gregson.
I'm the oldest.
Do you feel like that pressure, like you have to kind of take, like if your parents were to like.
Oh, and he sure does.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But then at the same time, I know that I have younger siblings.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Okay.
But Gregson's best friend, his best friend brother, is an only child.
He is?
Yep.
Yeah.
And
honestly, I would say yes and no to that because we were really close and he would always come over to my house. So it was like he had other siblings, you know. Right. So, I mean, you could have other siblings like as your friends, you know. So I wouldn't say.
But he was normal?
Yeah.
He's very normal and really normal, cool.
Very awesome guy.
It's good to know.
But, but yeah, I mean.
Yeah, I was just thinking about that. Just like, I feel like I would feel like an immense pressure if it was just me with my parents.
Yeah.
You know, I'd be like, whoa, I've got to like make it, you know?
Right.
And so then I was like, just kind of thinking like, what would it be like if we did have another kid? And just those first 2 years, I was like, I don't know if I could.
Mm-mm.
I don't know if I could go through that stage again. You know, because like right now he's so fun.
Yeah,
like,
he is fun. He so still cute. Has his moments, and I'm just like about to pull my hair out, but he's still so cute.
I know.
Right.
But like thinking of like getting to three,
Yeah, it seems
that's like what always makes me go back to be like,
it seems like it's been 8 years, but it's only been three.
Right.
It's true. It seems like he's been, yeah, that's the perfect way to put it.
I love that.
Anyways, those were good answers. Thank you.
Yep.
Okay, should we end with settle our debate? I know I said we'd do four, but for the sake of time.
Yeah.
Okay. So this week's debate was brought forward by our guests, right?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Yes.
Already forgot. I was
like, what?
And is the debate, what am I saying?
The debate is. Okay, Jaden, you've got 3 minutes.
Okay, the debate is a stay-at-home mom a full-time job?
More than a full-time job. It's two, three, I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay, no. So can I start? Sorry, should I start? I feel like I should.
Like, no and yes, but mostly no, but yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so I feel like I have a lot of thoughts and I don't want to take up too much time here, but yes, it is. I feel like it's like three jobs. Three full-time jobs. I always say, like, I always worked full-time. I always worked even with kids. Now, being a stay-at-home mom, would you say I'm a stay-at-home mom now? Like, yeah. I mean, I kind of am. I do a little bit of work for Gregson, but I mainly am home now for the first time in our whole marriage. I am more tired being a mom than when I was working. I'm way more tired now. And so it's just like,
but yes. Are you sure it's not just the pregnancy right now?
Yes. And I said it even before I was pregnant.
No, I feel like you really pushed it though.
And I, Gregson,
since you've been pregnant.
I don't know, Gregson. I feel like.
I do know.
I don't know. It's interesting because also I always worked and Gregson always worked. So it's like now that I'm being home, I think it's an adjustment for him to see as well. Mm-hmm. Where yeah. I have to kind of open his eyes to see I'm actually doing a lot. Okay.
Yeah. Well, here's my take on it. So like when you're full time doing something, like you're just nonstop, like cleaning or whatever you're doing for work, like helping them, doing this and that. And I'm not saying you don't do it. You do that. But full time, I don't know, like if it's like a pregnancy or whatever, it's just there's sometimes you're just lounging around, right? And so obviously you kind of have your eye on the kids, but it's not like you're necessarily like
but Gregson's also the mental brain power of everything. Okay. I'm having to think about clipping their toenails, getting their haircuts, brushing their teeth at night, flossing their teeth,
rotating
their clothes
when I'm working,
when
I've been working all day. And then like when it's my turn to like, you know, help out with the kids and stuff. And then you say, hey, I've been home all day watching all these kids. It's your turn. Like, I'm like, bro, what do you think I'm doing at work? Like just twiddling my thumbs. Like, I know, like I'm working.
I don't mean it like that, but I want you to understand we're both working. We're both working.
Well, I think you have to make that a little bit more clear.
Yeah.
That's not kind of what you're saying.
I think a lot of people feel this and don't admit it, you know? Because it is daunting to be like, work a job and then you get home and it's like, you have the kids,
right?
It's hard. I understand that feeling. And like, you guys are in a totally different boat just due to volume, like the amount of kids, right? Like, that makes it harder, volume. Right? I'm speaking like we're doing our quarterly reports or something. Yeah, the volume of the inventory.
The noise volume
good.
Or the... quantity.
Yeah, matched. Like
both,
you know. But I have like at, you know, I think we've had this conversation where I'm like, you have to understand, babe, I work is hard, right? And like when I get home, it's hard to like continue work if watching the kids is work, right?
Right.
And
but
so,
you work from home, so
I'm not saying right okay. now the words,
but before, but right. I mean, but before, yeah,
life is much easier now and more simple, but like.
But it is hard almost. It is difficult to only have your only interaction throughout the day just to be like children, you know?
Yeah. And I get that where it's like for you guys, it's like, well, when does it end?
Right.
When do I get my 15 minute break and 30 minute lunch?
Right.
You know, where I get to like decompress, right? Like, I think that's what's daunting, right? Is like, holy frick.
But, and sometimes I do feel bad because I do like to sit on the couch while Fletcher plays, but it's like, If I hired a babysitter, they'd be doing the exact same thing that I'm doing. But it's like, right. I can't just go out and be productive because I have a child that I can't just leave home by themselves, you know?
Yeah, I think it's also like work is like you have a little bit more freedom, I would say, like agency.
Yeah.
Where like you guys are, you're like a prisoner to your kids. Yeah, that's true. You know? And like there's no end. I don't know. I don't know if I'm making any sense, but I do feel that where it's like, you got to understand I was also at working for these last 8 hours.
Well, right? And especially like, what we're doing, you know, we're like right now, like I feel like it's always in our head. Like work is like, what's next? You know?
Yeah.
You know, the to-do list for tomorrow or like the rest of the week. Like it's hard not to think about it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm not saying women are just, like, it's not a job. It is a job. But at the same time, I'm just saying, like, hey, be considerate of, like, what I was going through today. Mm. Like, you don't know how my day really went before we've actually talked about it, right?
Well, we don't even have time.
You come right here. Come here. Not when I come through the door. Not when I come through the door and the first thing you say, hey, you got to change the diaper. Or do this, do that. I'm like, whoa. I got to decompress really quick. Change my mental level right now. But
yeah, and we had, well, I'll wrap it up, but we had a therapist on, a couples therapist.
So cool.
And like his advice over and over again was like, sometimes you just need to know, you just need the other person to acknowledge that they understand that, like, I know you've been working all day and like
it's true,
you're freaking tired and dead, but I just can't right now, like, change that diaper. You gotta go do it, you know? And like, it's the conveying of it, right? Yeah. Because that is the issue mainly with, if there is an issue with me and Lindsay, it's just like, can you do that? You know, instead of like, yeah. You know, and then you're like, gosh, I've been at work all day and she like doesn't understand,
but
right?
It's so, also like, how many diapers has she already changed? So it's like, if I change one more diaper, I'm going to freak.
I changed 4 diapers. You're changing the next 4. I'm like, whoa.
Yeah. So interested for the comments.
Yes.
I already know, but
I'm excited. Please DM him directly.
DM me directly. DM I'll send it to my sister.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, that was a fun episode. Yeah. Thank you guys. Cool.
Thanks
that
for having
too bad,
us.
Right? For
having us,
man.
Yeah.
It's chill. Yeah.
No,
so,
that was good.
Thank you for watching this episode, especially if you're friends and family of these guys. Like, it's cool. Like, that's why I love having guests, because it does introduce the show to a new audience. And like, it's cool. Like, your family's going to eat this up. You know what I mean? And like, your friends, because rarely do you get the inside scoop on people like this. So.
Especially we've been in hibernation.
Yes. So, but thank you for watching, and tune in next Monday for the next episode of Between Us. Thank you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah.